Welcome back to The Reason. I'm your host, Braxton, and today we're going to dive deep into conversations about overthinking, what causes it, and how we can overcome it. This podcast will be very adventurous and hopefully help viewers understand what we talk about. I'm still breathing. I got praise in my lungs, in a choir in my soul, can't steal my joy. We're back, and I'm here with two amazing people, Jenny and Blaine McGuire.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good.
All right, let's go ahead and dive right in. So just last night, I got to talking with one of my best friends. His name's David. And I asked him, I said, David, what would you say to one who is overthinking their relationship with God or one who's overthinking friendships in general? The response he gave me was deep. It hit me hard. And I want you to take in his words and listen to the response he gave me. And then I want your guys' feedback on, like, some of his responses and stuff. And, like, sure. Yeah. We'll kind of dive into that conversation.
For sure.
So, in his words, he said, God is eternal. Everything here is temporary. If you know it's something that's bringing you down or is controlling, and if you have any way to stop, think, and pray, that's the best option. Good friends are hard to find, but they stay forever. God has amazing plans for all of us. It's just up to us to be able to follow them. I found this really powerful, and it hit me hard in my tracks.
It is powerful, yeah.
That was a good response. Yeah. Good job,
yeah.
David.
Yeah. I was like, I need something. Because, like, here lately, I've kind of been on the struggle bus. Like, a lot's been happening in my life. Like, I've messaged you about it. Like, yeah. Horse-related, just anything in general. Like, I overthink a lot of things here lately. Like, am I good enough for this? Like, am I doing the right thing in life? Am I following the right path? Stuff like that. So, like, my main question is for this podcast is, what is overthinking and how do we handle it and how do we stop letting it control our lives?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. I think that overthinking is, and what I've written down is, you're doubting yourself. It's self-doubt a lot. And you're overthinking yourself. The Bible talks a lot about self-doubt, but it doesn't call it self-doubt. It calls trusting in God rather than trusting in ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just have to have faith.
I feel like that's a very... Faith is a big thing. And you have to really stand firm in it for it to... Basically, I would say work, but I don't know if that's the right word. I don't know how to... Yeah. But stretch that across to make it sound like
it's
right.
Easy to say we have to have faith, though, right? Like,
yeah.
That it's so much easier said than done. And Blaine's right. The Bible does tell us that. But faith is the belief in something you cannot see.
Exactly.
And as humans, overthinking and anxiety are very real struggles for us. And anxiety is... ultimately the fear of something that hasn't happened yet but has the potential to happen. And for me, my control freak side of
yes.
me, I will say,
yes.
This is a very real struggle, and it has been a very real struggle.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times we want God's reassurance constantly.
Yes.
That I'm doing the right thing, I'm on the right path, and we're constantly looking for that reassurance and that pat on the back.
Yeah.
But he doesn't give it to us as frequently as we would like.
As we
because
would like.
Yeah. If he did, you wouldn't have to have faith. Right?
Yeah.
So it's I had a lot of moments like that this year. When we first came on, we were getting ready to go out for the rodeo season for the summer, and it all year on the road. God, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
What do you have me out here for? You know, like, I can't put it together. It was a big season of refining, and that self-doubt, that anxiety, you know, some of the fear and the overthinking, you know, like, I was confident this was the path you had put me on.
Yeah.
And now I'm out here, and it doesn't look like what I thought it was supposed to look like, you know?
Yeah.
So, but you'll catch glimpses in there. And I also think when we talked last time about how following God isn't easy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's also easier said than done. But when you start going down the right path, things get harder.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You know, we got baptized and we turned into the enemy's punching bags for a long time. And, yes. And it wasn't rainbows and unicorns. It was like life was easier before I did this.
Before you did this, yeah. Because you were basically a part of the worldly things and not being set apart
from them. Yeah, the Bible says that it's going to be, the worldly things are easier to follow than following Jesus.
And you look at anybody that God used in the Bible, and they started out as kind of meek people who weren't very significant, and they turned into warriors,
yeah.
And they did that through tough things, but God wasn't there to coddle them every day of every time that they started. You know, he'd reassure them at certain points, but it's a tough one, and it's very real. And we look at Jesus, and Jesus was human. Jesus sweat blood because he was so anxious, knowing what was about to happen.
Yeah.
And so we can go to him and we can talk to him. And it sounds like you have, you know, how do I know I'm on the right path here? But ultimately, I think an indicator is when it gets hard, you're on the edge of a breakthrough.
Oh, yes. Yeah, most definitely.
And you got to stay hooked.
Yeah. I think for me in general, and I know it's for a lot of people, like, overthinking can be like a weak point for the devil to hit you hard.
Very hard.
And like for me, that's my strongest weak point. Like I'm constantly overthinking every situation or everything I talk about or anything in general, whether it be work, horses, just life in general. And I'm like, there's got to be a way for me to stop letting it take control over my life. Mm-hmm. And I know there's people out there too that they're like, what am I doing every day? This is taking over me and I don't like it.
Yeah, and the Bible talks about not letting your emotions control you. It talks about disciplining your emotions because your emotions will get away from you.
Oh, yeah.
And the enemy will take advantage of that.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, it says in the Bible, it says God gives us strength, not fear. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear or to be timid, of power, love, and self-discipline. So whenever you're doubting yourself, that's not God bringing that to you.
No.
That's the enemy. He's attacking you. He's making you second guess what decision you made, and even though you know it's right,
he's
making you second guess it.
Yeah. That's a powerful verse right there. I think I've read that one a few times, and I'm like, whoa, God, you're speaking to me. You're telling me, hey, focus up, focus, I'm here. Stop letting him control your life. Focus on me and keep moving forward.
And, you know, being on the right path doesn't mean big things are going to happen all the time. We were on a path this summer where it was a season of refining. It was a season of God really showing and working through me from a competitor standpoint in a lot of ways. I had to fight a lot of fear. I sat at my trailer and bawled my eyes out in West Chicago because I was terrified. And I had to work through that. And I knew that there was a reason, and I knew it was going to be hard going out there this year. And I'm using this as an example because it's the most recent thing that I have, but it's like, why do you have me out here?
Yeah.
And every rodeo we would go to, we wouldn't see this big impact we had on somebody. You know, but sometimes there are some really big impacts that we were able to have. And I told a fellow competitor, I said, you know, my season's been rough and my horse tripped today and I really needed a good run here. But being able to reach that person right there in that moment was why I was here today.
Was why you were there, yeah.
That was why I had to be here today. And that's why we're out here.
Oh, yeah.
And that's more important. And so you'll catch little glimpses that'll keep you going. But I think, in like me, being a control freak, I want that constant, not for my glory, but that constant reassurance of like, nothing's going right.
Yeah.
But you're still doing good.
But you're still doing good, yeah.
Because a lot of times that self-doubt, that overthinking, that anxiety, if you're anything like me, it's because, like, I don't feel like I'm doing enough.
Yeah.
Well, and little things while we were on the road. So we wouldn't think we were reaching people. And it would be weeks later, we would have somebody come up to us and just tell us one little instance that we done good. Tell them about the, we were at a rodeo down south, and one of the timed event competitors, his horse broke its leg.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, so we're, I really fought, I had an argument with God at my trailer. So we're parked back in the contestant parking, and in straight across from us is this rig, and it's got five or six guys in it, timed event guys, steer wrestlers, calf ropers, big guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big, big guys. And they're all traveling together. They're from Oklahoma. And nice guys. We'd seen them, you know, on the road, but I don't know their names. I don't know. And this calf roper comes back to the trailer with his horse, and I won't go into too much detail because it was rough, but his horse clearly, without a doubt, had a broken leg.
Oh.
And in that moment, my gut sank, and people started rushing over, and I, like, took a couple steps to go, and Blaine was like, don't go over there, and I was like, I know, I can't, and I still had to run.
Yeah.
And God was just weighing on me, go.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, and I'm like, no.
No. No.
And, you know, and he would weigh on me, and he'd say, go. And I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't. I don't want to. I don't even know this guy. And so I get done. I go to run, and a fellow barrel racer who was parked right next to this guy and had helped him, was... Her and I were standing next to each other, and she said, man, this is rough. And I said, it is. It is. I was like, it's very hard. We were crying, because just to see an animal athlete like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said, I guess this is where mental toughness comes into play.
Yep.
Well, it's hard to see something like that before you go out and compete.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I sat there, and I prayed. I prayed for me. I prayed for her and the fellow other competitors and their animals, and... you know, she confided in me some insecurities she had, and I tried to reassure her and give her some strength in that moment, and she went out there and smoked down a run and ended up placing, like, second and did
really
well.
That's awesome.
And she came out, and I was like, that's what mental toughness looks like. Yes. That's what it looks like right there. Yes. And I went out there, and my horse stumbled. It wasn't from the ground. We were having some issues with her feet, but... And took me out of it. Yeah. And I was walking her back to the trailer, and it was dark. And I was by myself. And I looked over at the trailer across from us, and the guy that owned that horse was sitting out there by himself.
Oh.
And his head was hung down, and you could tell he was clearly distraught.
Yeah.
And I was like, and God weighed on me again. He's like, go. And I was like... Me?
Why me? Why are you calling me?
I don't know, man. And I wrestled with him the entire time. I unsaddled my horse and got her taken care of. Finally, I was like, I don't even know what to say. Yeah. I don't know what to do. And we carry these little Jesuses in the trailer with us.
Yeah.
And, like, little silicone Jesuses. And I knew he was in a rig with quite a few people, so I grabbed a handful of them. And I just went walking over there in the dark, and he stood up and said hi, and I said, I just wanted to come over here and talk to you, tell you I'm really sorry. I know you're going through a really hard time right now. And he started crying, and he was angry. And he said, it sucks. And I said, it does suck.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. It does suck.
Yeah.
And you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel right now, and my heart breaks for you.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know that I'm praying for you, and I wanted to give you this. I said, I know you're angry, but the best thing you can do right now, and I gave him those little Jesuses, I said, is to hang on to Jesus.
Yes.
He will get you through it, and he will see you through it. And he thanked me, and I walked away. It was short, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was uncomfortable. And I walked away, and I saw that same guy. It was like three rodeos later. I was standing on my horse in the back getting ready to run. And he come walking up, and he shook my hand, and he got teared up, and he thanked me. And he said, I needed that more than you know.
Yeah.
And he said, that means more to me than you know, and thank you, and was real sincere. And he friended us on Facebook. And from that day, that was like midsummer.
Yeah.
And his social media before that had nothing to do with Christ or faith.
And
to this day, since that rodeo down south, when I had that encounter with him, everything on his social media is about God.
That's awesome.
Planted the seed.
Yes. So God put you in that place at that time when you didn't want to. He was like, go. And
that's not me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's God.
Exactly. Yes.
I was there to be a vessel for God in that moment. And I didn't want to, and it didn't look how I thought it was gonna.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I thought my light, me being a light for God, was gonna look like some kind of cool win interview. You know? But sometimes you're in the trenches, and that's where He calls you, and it's worth it. There's several other instances, but that one instance alone, this entire. As a competitor, one of the worst seasons statistically I've ever had, that made it worth it
That's awesome. That is awesome.
And it brings us back to the Bible. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are God's masterpiece created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared us in advance to do.
Yes.
So He prepared you to do that. And speak to that young man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But in the overthinking, overthinking everything.
Yeah.
In that moment, in that day, and those are the moments you're called for, and they don't look like what they're supposed to. And then you go to several other rodeos and not have anything real significant. Yeah. But sometimes I've had feedback come to me weeks later that's like, I've watched you take hit after hit this season and show up with a good attitude and keep a smile on your face and give yourself and your horse grace in this. And I needed that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm glad I could help somebody.
Right?
Like, I'm in a slump right now. I'm glad I could help somebody. But heal Romans 8:28 it. So when you think you're not on the right path, or you think things are not going how they're supposed to, and you're overthinking it, and you're tearing yourself apart because you're struggling to trust in what you can't see, you don't know who else needs to see that.
Exactly.
You don't know who else needs to see, because eventually you are going to get where you want to go. You are going to get to a different place. I told somebody just the other day that I was talking to that was really struggling with a difficult time in life. And I said, girl, you have been in way worse situations than this in your life. And you have survived every single one of them. And at the end of every single one of them, you've come out better on the other side.
On the other side.
So I know right now it sucks.
Yes.
And I know right now it's stressful. And I know right now you don't know how you're going to do it.
But
God's preparing you for something bigger.
But you will be okay, and you just, right now is when you gotta lean in.
Yes. So what causes one to overthink? Like, I know we kind of touched on it a little bit, but if we want to go more into depth with it, that would be good. Sure. For me personally, I would say challenges. I would say definitely things not going your way, and you getting hit after hit after hit after hit. And I don't know if that's definitely the enemy attacking you, but it could also be God trying to take you away from a situation you're in, and He's trying to help me here a little bit so I can word this a little bit better. So
is He trying to Is he telling me to keep pushing forward, or is he telling me to quit?
There we go. You have the better words than I did. I was like, help me here just a little bit.
I dealt with that a lot this summer, yes. Braxton.
I know.
Well, and it comes from fear of pleasing people, or fear of you thinking that people are going to look down on you for the decisions that you've made.
Yeah.
And
I've had people tell me that I should look back at my summer, and that should be my indicator that this is not God's path for me. And I disagree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just because God puts you on a path doesn't mean it's going to be all winning and,
exactly.
you know,
yep.
sunshine and rainbows. It's for me, it's control.
Yeah,
I really have to check my control freak side of myself that wants to control everything. I also have to really check myself, especially in challenging situations where I'll stress about things that I can't control.
Yeah.
And I really have to remind myself, or Blaine has to remind me, like, you are stressing so much about this one thing right now, but there is nothing about that you can control.
That you can control.
I'm going to use barrel racing as an example because we can relate.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't control the ground.
No.
You can't control who else is there. You can't control what they're going to perform like that day.
Yes.
You can't control what this little clique over here might be gossiping about. You can't control all this other stuff, but we encompass ourselves in worrying about all those other things.
Yeah.
And stressing about all of those things. And when you can really check up and say, I can't control that. I don't need to waste another second of my time worrying about it. And sometimes I got to go to God and be like, get a hold of me so I don't go run my mouth over here. For me, it's control and not stressing over what I can't control.
Yeah.
But the other side of it is pressure that I unintentionally put on myself from a performance standpoint. And even in life, whether it's work, relationship, conversations with other people. I mean, I've had conversations with other people where I've steered it in the direction of faith and felt like, you know, I leave and then I get to second guessing myself. Did I push too hard? I probably shouldn't have really, you know, said that. Even though it was biblical truth and I was being kind about it. I wasn't being mean. It's just, I don't know if I have a good enough relationship with them to go as deep as what I just went.
Yeah, yeah.
And you leave and you start second guessing everything about that conversation. And, you know, then the next time you see that person, you're gauging every reaction and everything of how they're acting around you and just stressing about it. And it's like, I've had it happen a couple times, and I've told a couple of them, after the fact, of they've come up and thanked me.
Yeah.
You know, weeks later, hey, thanks. I really needed that. And I'm like, man, I beat myself up all the way home. I feel like I pushed too hard. I'm so sorry. And they were like, absolutely not.
That's what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
A lot of times that's just what they needed at that moment.
And I think too, sometimes we overthink because we care so much.
Yeah. I think that's really what, for me in general, I think that's really what tears me down, is because I care so much about certain things.
Yeah. You're so passionate.
Yes, and it's wearing me down.
You're so passionate that, and I'm the same way. I'm so passionate about things in my life that I will stress and overthink and just run myself ragged and make myself miserable over it.
Yeah.
And again, if I really kind of check myself down, it's like, I can't control this, and this aspect of that. I can't this, I can't that, right? Like, and you lean on God, and you're like, just help me.
Help me,
get through this. And ultimately, we talked about surrendering to God last time we were here. And I've caught myself where I've surrendered stuff to God, And less than 24 hours later, I'm back to spinning my wheels, stressing about it. Yes. You know, so did I really lay it at his feet and lay it down? Or am I still holding on to it?
We want to do things perfect. Yes. We want to be perfect. Oh, we strive to be perfect, but we're not.
Yeah.
But it'll that mentality will set you up for failure.
Yeah.
And it's tough, and I get it. And when you're passionate, it's hard to say, you got to make yourself not care so much because it's just in us to be that way, right?
Yeah.
But I also think what you're filling yourself with every day really matters. And when we had talked about coming back on and you told me what the topic was, this was one of the first things that God really weighed on me. And then I saw Trisha Aldridge made a post about the same thing the other day.
Yes.
And like, if you watch her, you want to talk about execute under pressure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Execute under pressure. Never choke. I was the queen of choke for, I can't tell you how long. When I would get in a high-pressure situation, I was so passionate about it that, like, I would choke.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing. Like, what are you filling yourself with every day? What are you filling your brain with every day? And for her, it was a lot of like sports motivation, psychology. And she talked about what's on her algorithm on her phone as to what pulls up. And, you know, my answer was kind of the same before I had saw that post of like, my algorithm on my TikTok and my Facebook is nothing but Christian speakers, motivational speaking, sports psychology. And so when you're filling yourself, and the Bible talks about your daily bread.
Yes.
In being in the Word and filling yourself with the Word. And I think so often when I find myself being overly passionate to the point to where I'm making myself miserable, it's because I'm filling myself with all of these other things in only this minute amount of the Word.
Yes.
And when I flip that script and I make sure that we spend a lot of time on our phones.
It's all of us.
Generation. Yeah. And if your algorithm is only hitting on the Word or positivity or a strong mindset, one out of every 20 things that you see, that's not enough.
No, no.
And so it's really another thing I'll do too is when I'm driving and I'm stressed, like worship music. And I'm not talking like you're slow, you know.
Like, we jam out.
It's cranked up, and I am belting No Fear at the top of my lungs going down the road.
Yes.
Or my praise is going to, you know, scatter. Yeah. Stuff like that. And even when I'm by myself, and, like, I'll just start, I mean, just belting it out. And all of a sudden, you'll watch all that just melt away.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's a constant battle.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, I could be fine 1 minute, be having a great day, and 20 minutes later, it's like,
the day is
I got to put my headset on and just jam some worship because I'm about to lose it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's so many things that can steal your joy. So there's a song by Josiah Queen, and it's the song Can't Steal My Joy. Oh. Yeah. So, like, here lately, that's the only thing, like, I've been really listening to. Like, if I get in that mood or that overthinking mindset, and, like, it seems to really help me out because I'm, like, this song is referring to so many things, and it's really helping me stay and stop overthinking and all this thing. So.
Yeah, and he also sings Fishes and Loaves, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
and that's a good one, too, but you just start belting that out, and that's, like, one of the best ways to kick the enemy right in the teeth.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Because your brain all of a sudden just, like, puts up these walls, and you cannot be anxious and jam and belt out some worship music at the same time.
Exactly.
You can't. It will, like, it will shut off.
Yeah.
It changes your whole mindset. And I went to church Wednesday, and Pastor Candace, she preached on that. She said even she sets 7 alarms in her phone, and every hour she will thank God for something.
That's awesome.
Every hour. That's awesome. She's like super spiritual. Mm-hmm. And even she has doubts. And,
yeah, yeah. Everybody has them.
And, gets in a rough place. And,
yeah.
And you just praise God and it changes your mindset.
Yeah. Righty, we are nearing the end of this episode. We would like to give you guys some challenges to try to work through or go off of to help you.
So I'm going to give you the same one that I gave last time. I challenge you to pick up your Bible, read one verse a day, and try to just flip it open to anywhere in the Bible and read that one verse and see if it doesn't pertain to your life, what you're going through right now.
Yeah, we would do that on the road, on our way to every rodeo this summer. We had a pocket Bible in the center council, and I would flip it open and just randomly point to a verse without looking. And read that one verse, and it'll amaze you sometimes. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to challenge you, when you find yourself overthinking, try to check up and really evaluate the situation. Am I stressing over things I can't control? What about this situation is out of my control that I'm stressing over right now? But also remind yourself, your fear is not too big. Your faith just might be too quiet. And so throw on some pump up worship music, Brandon Lake, Isaiah Queen, whoever, crank it up, start belting it out, whatever, and watch some of that anxiety fade away. But that'd be my challenge, is your fear's not too big, your faith just might be too quiet, and so really evaluate, take a look at it.
My challenge for you guys is surround yourself with people who are going to help you. Help you better yourself, help you not overthink, help you realize and keep your joy and stay focused on God. Find you those people. Thank you guys for tuning into The Reason. Until next time, we're signing out. Cool.